There's all kinds of things that we might be concerned about the quality of our effect size estimates. We might have measurement unreliability. If we're trying to study the relationship between constructs, we know that our variables aren't constructs. Our variables are not perfect measures of constructs. And so we could, if we wanted to, adjust the estimate of the correlation between the constructs for the limited reliability, typically of the DV. We might know that we have a sample that is range restricted. We're trying to study everybody, but we couldn't find everybody. And we think that the people that were available to us are at one end or the other, or maybe just a slice in the middle. That range restriction is going to reduce the correlation estimate. This is a way of correcting for that range restriction. Artificial dichotomization of measures. This is why we talked about tetrachoric and phi. Tetrachoric and phi have a role. If we're working with dichotomized measures, we know we're underestimating. We might prefer, especially if we have a mix of binary variables and quantitative variables that are in our effect sizes in our meta-analysis, we might decide that we can put them on a more comparable footing if we translate or adjust our dichotomized measures using biserial and tetrachoric. Again, whether that's a really great idea or a really awful idea depends upon your research area and who taught you meta-analysis. And finally, outliers. Shit happens across studies at least as much as it happens within studies. I've told you a bunch of different stories about simply collecting data from the wrong people. If you collect the data from the wrong people, you probably have an effect size that's wrong too. And so one of the things that people have done over the years is they have engaged in outlier analysis of the effect sizes before they run their analyses. The outlier analyses that work best are the same ones that we used. Our buddies Mosteller and Tukey. Those are still really consistent, really good. Lots of people don't like them because it's a computational step. SPSS and R both have a variation of those that you can just click a button and get. And then most people tend to do Windsorizing because they don't want to lose the data point. Especially after you put 3 hours into coding that son of a bitch up, you don't want to throw it away. I know it's small, it's just a little too small. We're going to keep it in as small because I ain't throwing away those 3 hours. For all of the adjustments, be sure to tell your readers what you did and the values you used for the adjustments. So we put the data in, we may adjust them, then we're going to transform them, and then, finally, we're ready for Friday, the actual process of doing the meta-analysis. We're going to focus on the blandest of meta-analyses. Having a set of studies converted into effect sizes and wanting to know what's my best guess of the population effect size and is that effect size significant. There's lots of other cool stuff. We'll talk about doing the cool stuff, but we're not going to actually do it. However, I have made for you handouts on several of these things. How to use these different macros that Wilson has developed over the years. And how, because they pull into SPSS and they're done in SPSS, so I made you handouts that kind of look like the other SPSS handouts.